we often hear people referring to the bravery of our armed forces, but how many people go beyond thinking that? Do you ever wonder what happens when someone leaves the forces? How do we thank them for serving the country and protecting our freedom? Well, let me tell you a bit about one of our cases. Ron, he served in the RAF during the 1950s, and after he was discharged, he settled into civilian life and had a good job. But since his retirement, life became increasingly difficult for him, struggling for money, unable to get out of his house due to mobility problems. And Ron became more and more isolated and depressed. Well, the Royal Air Forces Association managed to secure funding for an electric scooter and a shed to store it in for Ron, which means he's now able to get out and about whenever he likes, and he's become an active member again in his local community. The RAF personnel and their families, as we know, dedicate their lives to their country. And for the past 70 years, the Royal Air Forces Association has had this simple mission, and that is to ensure that their sacrifice does not result in suffering, poverty, or loneliness.